I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've got more bold predictions for you, this time for week one, next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here on the Tuesday, September 6th episode. And after giving you some bold predictions for the season as a whole yesterday, we've got some bold predictions for week one, and I'm going to go first. I mentioned it yesterday, but I'm in on Antonio Gibson for at least week one and probably the first 4 weeks of the season with Brian Robinson out. My bold prediction, he's an RB1 for week one. He's got a good matchup against Jacksonville. He's got a good situation. You know, being the lead rusher, he was like 17th in points per game last season, but he had some big games. And the one thing that I think got lost with Antonio Gibson with, you know, all the talk about him fumbling and losing the leading rusher role was a lot of talk about Washington wanting to get Antonio Gibson the ball in space more, you know, using him more as a pass catcher, using him more, you know, let his playmaking ability shine. So I do think there's a chance that he does get more pass catching opportunities this season, even with Ryan Robinson out. And if he can combine that with, you know, the 15 carries that he's probably going to get, I think Antonio Gibson could be very, very good for the first month of the season, and especially in week one against the Jaguars. Dan, let's hear a bold prediction from you.
I like that one, Chris. I'm going to go with Trey Lance finishes as a top five quarterback in week one. I love the addition. First of all, my main thing with this is this Bears defense is a lot worse than we remember it from last year. Now that they've lost Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks, this is going to be defense that's on the field a lot. And it doesn't take much to really get this offense going with San Francisco. We've seen that in the past with Kyle Shanahan. A few backside passes to the flat after play action. Just get the ball in space to Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. And I think it's going to be buoyed by a big rushing number for Trey Lance. I think he's going to have a big touchdown and a big rushing number. So he's my first pick for a top five finish this week.
I like that one. Adam Azer yesterday on the podcast said that Trey Lance, his bold prediction is Trey Lance will be a top three quarterback. So he's kind of, anytime we've talked about breakouts, Trey Lance and Jalen Hurts are kind of the free space at the quarterback position. They're the guys that everybody thinks is going to break out, and for good reason. I'll go with another bold prediction for week one. Davante Adams leads all players in targets in week one. I know there is some concern about Davante Adams. You know, I've been kind of alone in having him as my wide receiver three in the rankings. I do have him ahead of Ja'Marr Chase. I moved Justin Jefferson up ahead of him, but you know, Davante Adams, we're talking about the guy. Like, Cooper Kupp was this amazing player last season, and he really was. He had a historic season, but Davante Adams is the only guy who's been like 21 to 25 PPR points per game for like four straight seasons he's done it. So I think he's still arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL. It's a quarterback downgrade from Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr, but this is a situation where the Las Vegas Raiders gave up a lot to get Davante Adams. He has the combination with Derek Carr going back to college. Darren Waller, we're not sure if he's 100%. Hunter Renfrow, I mean, he's a good player, but I think he was getting a lot of targets last season because they didn't really have anybody else to throw to. So I just think Davante Adams, in what figures to be a shootout against the Chargers, he's going to get a lot of work, and I think he's going to get off to a really good start and still be one of the elite wide receivers in fantasy. So that's my second bold prediction. Dan, let's get one more from you.
I'm going to do Nick Chubb does not finish as a top 20 running back in week one. I think on the flip side of what I said about the Bears defense taking a step back, this Panthers defense will take a step forward. They've upgraded the interior and the front seven. They've really become a defense that's really aggressive with their run fits and with their run blitzes. It's going to help stop the run. I don't totally buy into the Baker returning home narrative or the Baker facing his old team narrative, but I think this is going to be a game script that's not as favorable as people may think for the Browns, which will lead to more Kareem Hunt and a lot of struggling in the run game for that Browns offense. So I think Chubb is going to have something like 60-65 yards on the ground, maybe one or two receptions and no touchdowns.
Yeah, the tough thing with Nick Chubb for fantasy, and you know, this was something that, you know, I think last season he had one game where he finished with double digit PPR points without scoring a touchdown. It's just It's really, really hard for him because he doesn't catch many passes and because he's so reliant. Like, he has to be really efficient in the run game because he's also not going to get, you know, the Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor 20 carries every week thing because of Kareem Hunt. So he's really relying on being in good game scripts, being really efficient. So in tough matchups or games that the Browns may not win, which with Jacoby Brissett, it might be more games than we're used to. I do think there's a chance that Nick Chubb's just a big disappointment this season. So I'm very rarely going to chafe at anti-Nick Chubb sentiment. I think he's just a little bit overrated for fantasy. So I'm with you on that one. And that's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll be back on Wednesday to talk about some week one waiver wire targets. We'll see you then.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.